Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Quick aside here.
Yes.
Low-key, slow-burning Pink Floyd jam. Not really what I think of when we're trying to fire up people for a football Friday. You know?
Yeah, I had that thought too. Okay.
You know what I still have to do? I'm going to put that in the boss's suggestion.
Remember when old Mulsey was lucky enough to play Oakmont time number two and had the caddy who has his own band and had. I actually listened to the stuff. I have to tell you guys to put that in. His band's stuff is really good.
Speaking of Oakmont, I'm pretty sure our next guest, who I am delighted to bring on the air, has played there at least once.
I know our next guest could also absolutely kick my ass in golf.
He's phenomenal at it.
He would have to give me 10 shots over 18 holes, I think, for me to have even a chance.
I'm talking about my co-host on the Odyssey Original Podcast, First and Pod. We taped last night reacting to all the games. Not reacting to all the games, but previewing all the games and reacting to Bills Dolphins, including this man's thoughts on Steelers Broncos, and he'll share some more of them with you right now. His insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. I'm talking about future Hall of Famer, and now I would like to call this man my friend, Patrick Peterson, with us here on 93.7 The Fan. What up, Pat, what's up, brother?
What up, Pony? What it do, man?
My partner, Chris Muller, here on the radio side, was just talking about playing Oakmont. Have you been there before?
Oh, yeah. I played Oakmont a couple of times.
Can I ask you what you shot there? Because I shot a number there that I think I'll be embarrassed to say I was happy about once I find out what you shot.
Yeah, I shot an 87. Oakmont was tough. I played it literally, I think it was like 2 months before the U.S. Open.
Oh,
so the rough was extremely high. Yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
Okay, well, then you definitely played way better than me because I shot 88, but the rough was low, so I wasn't playing it in U.S. Open conditions. So you, I would give you at least like 7 extra shots for having played it that way.
Pat, I have heard from people that other than like Tony Romo, you have been over the last few years one of the great golfers in the NFL. When did you discover golf, and how did you become so good at it, man?
Man, I mean, I don't want to take the credit and say I'm so good at golf. I mean, I'm okay. I don't practice and play as much as I used to now that I have kids in my life. Mm-hmm. And having to run them to dance class and cheer camp and this, that, and other. But I got into golf when I first got out to Arizona in 2011. That was the year of the lockout. I know that sounds like a long time ago, just age myself. But that was during the lockout, and we couldn't go to the facilities. We couldn't have any practices or anything like that. So my agent was always telling me at the time, he was like, man, you need to get in the game of golf. I was like, man, I don't want to play that boring-ass game. So next thing you know, it was I went back home. It was raining. It was storming, so I couldn't train that day. And then the sun ended up coming out, and I lived, like, right on this Top Golf before Top Golf was ever invented. I was hitting balls off of a mat into like, this little pond. And the golf bug bit me, and ever since then, I've been playing golf, man.
I thought Fitzgerald was going to be the way you got into the sport, because I know he loves playing it out
is
there in the
right?
desert.
Is that right? I didn't know that about
Larry. A big golfer.
Interesting.
I honestly think I got Larry into playing and being comfortable playing in front of other people. Because Larry, he played, you know, prior to me getting to Arizona, but he didn't go out and really, really play like that.
Uh-huh.
And he was always so super conscious of how he played in front of other people. So once I got there and told him, kind of dragged him out on the course every now and then, that's when he started playing golf a little bit more. So I like to say I got Larry out on the golf course.
You're hearing the voice of Patrick Peterson. He's brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. We will have Steelers and Broncos here on Sunday, Pat. It was all but confirmed today by Tomlin that it will be Justin Fields against Denver. If Justin Fields called you and said, hey, Pat, you were on the Steelers last year and you were a really good player, although not a quarterback, you could give me some advice on going out to Denver and playing well. How do I do that? What would you say?
Honestly, just do what he did last week. I thought he played a solid game. I know the stats are not going to scream out to you, but he did what Pittsburgh footballers' brand is built around, which is running the football, keeping the ball away from the opposing team, and keeping the opposing team out of the end zone. I feel if he can continue to do that, get a little bit cleaner on the quarterback center exchange. Mm-hmm. I thought that could have cost him in that game a couple of times, but I thought he played a winning football, in my opinion. I thought he played winning football, never really put the team in a bad situation, converted third downs when he needed to. And the biggest throw of the game was right before halftime when George was able to get that deep sail route right before halftime, and the team was able to kick a field goal before going into the locker room. So I feel if he can play mistake-free football, you know, manage the game as he did last week, I think he'll be okay.
Pat, I think I'm going to ask you now about a guy right in your wheelhouse. I love individual matchups. I love when you can get a mano-a-mano matchup, and really nowhere other than maybe tackle and edge rusher is that more a thing in the NFL than wide receiver, cornerback. What is your opinion of Pat Surtain II? What makes him so tough for opposing wide receivers to get catches on?
Man, just his size, his speed, his physicality, his strength, his ball skills. He's just a really, really solid all-around cornerback. You know, he has very, very clean technique, very, very minimum wasted steps when he is in the press technique. This is a guy that's been raised, you know, by, you know, Patrick Surtain Sr. So mm-hmm. he's been around football all of his life, you know, especially with his dad being a corner playing at, I don't know if his dad ever made a all-pro team, but I know he made a Pro Bowl team for sure, because I was a Dolphin fan growing up, so I know that. But, he's been around football all of his life, and he's proven it. You know, he's putting all of those years of work, you know, coming from Nick Saban, being in the house with his dad, being at St. Thomas, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's the high school he went to. So always playing big-time football week in and week out. So this is nothing new for him. And he's a Florida kid, so, you know, we drink different water, so we come out a little different.
Pat, will they move, knowing that defense, do you think he'll move around to play George, or do you think he'll stay on one side of the field?
Yeah, I think he'll move around and play George. Knowing Vance Joseph, who was my defensive coordinator in Arizona, for a couple of years, I know he loved matchups. He's a man-to-man guy. He always want to have the ability to take away the team's best, option. So I can't imagine Patrick lining up against anyone else.
Interesting. How about our number one corner? You were in the room with him all last year, Joey Porter Jr. Now, we got an assist from that great pass rush, but he took Drake London out of the game against Atlanta last week. Let everybody in Pittsburgh know your thoughts on Joey Porter Jr.'s future with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Patrick.
Man, Joey's future is very bright. Joey is in the perfect situation because the style of play that the defense and Coach Tomlin and T.A. wants to play, style of play that they want to play each and every week, which is, have the defensive backs in their in receiver's faces and applying pressure with their edge rushers, which, Alex and T.J. do a hell of a job at each and every week. And that's what's going to make, that's what make that defense so successful. That's what makes the defense turn. Yeah, you got good guys on the back end, but when you're able to apply pressure to the quarterback without blitzing, getting teams behind the sticks, making them getting the teams in more predictable downs, now you can let the dogs go hunt. And that's what Pittsburgh do a really, really good job of getting teams behind the sticks early to get to be able to present those exotic looks to the quarterbacks to help him hold the ball longer or get rid of the ball quicker, which is going to cause an interception or a sack fumble or a sack.
Patrick, I wanted to ask you this because I always get curious about it because I think I get different answers from different guys when I ask them about Denver. I know you only played, I think, one game in Denver as an opponent. What is your recollection of how the altitude did or didn't kind of affect you as far as just being different than a regular game in a regular stadium at sea level?
Man, you know, Chris, it really didn't affect me at all, because that's one thing I take pride in, especially in the off season of my conditioning. So I have an oxygen tank. I still do have it, but I have an oxygen chamber. So I'm able to get into that. That can be able to demonstrate whatever altitude I want to be at, or you can get on the bike, you can do oxygen altitude bike training. There's a lot of things that you can do leading up into that point, but I really don't think it's a problem if you are in shape.
Does it get into guys' heads though? Like, do guys like get like psyched out going into it?
Yes. I think it's all a mental thing, in my opinion. I don't think it does anything especially after the first drive. I think you'll be okay after get your lungs back under control, your breathing under control. You'll be all right. I don't think it's a big deal.
Pat, I'll talk to you again on Sunday night, but before we let you run, BMAC was on with us earlier. And I told BMAC I have a situation here. I was so sure that the Steelers were finally going to score an offensive any touchdown, offense, defense, special
teams.
Pat,
by the way, get used to this when you're doing this podcast with him. This is what he does.
So I said to everybody, I have an old Willie Stargell bat in my basement. And I said, if the Steelers win the game without a touchdown for the second consecutive week, I will let a listener take that bat and swing it and hit me in the ass as hard as they possibly can. That's how sure I am that the Steelers are going to score a touchdown. BMAC said I might be in for something on Monday. Can you back me up on this? They're going to score a touchdown, right? I mean, yes, no.
I don't know about that one, Pony. I think that's going to be another tough one, man. I really do, because Denver have a really good defense. They have a solid defense. I know they're going to take away, well, at least attempt to take away the number one receiver, which is going to be George.
Yeah.
I believe this is going to be a game for Pat and Najee to really, really go off on this game and put the team on their
and
back.
And I'll tell you what, Pat, they're going to be kicking with Boswell.
George is not going to have a big game.
They're going to be kicking 60-yard field goals with Boswell. Tomlin will be more than happy to play for three, and they're going to win like 15-12, right?
They're going to score multiple touchdowns, and then I can laugh at you guys. Pat, you're the best. Can't wait to continue to do the show with you on Sunday and Thursday night, okay, brother?
All right, Pony and Chris, thanks for having me, man.
There you go. Patrick Peterson, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, First and Pod, with me. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
Oh, I see. Mayo. I get it. Mayor. I called him Patrick in the middle there, and I realized like I just did that as like a force of habit. His name's Patrick Peterson.
I don't know what to do with that yet. I'm going to have to double check
I think I feel like he goes by Pat.
He does both.
Well, yeah, he didn't react weirdly, but he did say, oh, Chris, that's interesting. I was like wondering if we were matching name for name. How about that? He's like a one handicap. I know he is, which is way better than me. But he did play it with the U.S. Open rough. If I had played it with the rough up pony the second time, lucky if I get 95.
We are 2 minutes away from our picks and predictions on Steelers Broncos. After that, it's the leadoff show with Jeff Hathorn, live from down at...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
PNC Park.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.